Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. In recent months, there has been increased discussion of what to do with the intersection of U.S. Highway 8 and Wisconsin Highway 47. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has identified it as a dangerous intersection that has experienced several accidents due to deteriorating pavement, blind spots, and inadequate merge ramps. On any given day, thousands of vehicles pass through the intersection, with traffic getting heavier during the summer tourist season. None of this is new, and state highway officials have focused on the intersection of U.S. Highway 8 and Wisconsin Highway 47 for a long time now. Back in 1927, which happened to be the last year of production for the Ford Model T, the State Highway Commission performed a count of vehicles passing through this intersection during the July 4th holiday, which is one of the busiest traffic days of the year. During an observation that lasted from 6 a.m. in the morning to 11 p.m. at night, State Highway Commission employees observed 1,492 cars with Wisconsin plates passing through the intersection. This represented an increase of 54 cars from the 1926 July 4 holiday. Tourist traffic actually decreased a little, going from 326 vehicles with out-of-state plates in 1926 to 310 in 1927, a decrease of 16 automobiles. Whatever decrease there may have been in out-of-state vehicle traffic was more than made up for by the increase in farm and delivery trucks going through the intersection. Only 71 trucks passed through the interchange of Highways 8 and 47 on July 4, 1926, but they could have used a roundabout in 1927 as a veritable traffic jam of 130 trucks navigated the intersection. 13 motorcycle riders passed through on July 4, 1926, but only 10 in 1927. Perhaps those three motorcyclists of 1926 who did not return in 1927 opted for a different means of transportation because the count of 1927 showed an increase of two horse and buggies passing through US 8 and Wisconsin 47. As an editorialist in 1927 remarked, at least it goes to show you that Rhinelander is not a one-horse town. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.